I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and fat.
Laura, I'll be back in about 10 minutes. What are you doing, catching up on the latest fashions?
Yeah. The thing that really gets me is the models in these ads. $1,000 worth of dress draped over 10 pounds of woman. I guess the editors of Vogue don't know what most men know. Where there is meat, there is heat. If I was one of them Vogue models, I'd be run out of town for defamation of skinniness.
Florida, I'd be the first one to agree with you that Blump is beautiful. But let's face it, you're never going to make Lena Horne eat her heart out.
You can't stop a gal from dreaming. It's about time you got here. How do you expect me to fix dinner so late?
Oh, don't worry about dinner. It'll be a snap. I bought a 1/2 pound of ground chuck and 3 packages of hamburger helper. Oh, Lord, I have 45 minutes to get to Carl Haggerty's funeral.
To a funeral? Oh, I'm so sorry. Friend of the family?
Oh, no, nothing to be sorry about. It's nothing personal. He was a salesman at my real estate office. This is a business funeral. A nice guy, though. Real go-getter. Very big in raw land.
Now he'll be even bigger.
Did you bake the brownies?
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm going to take them to the wake afterwards. Everybody's bringing something. Mrs. Haggerty gave me my choice of brownies, fudge, or Irish coffee. Father Monahan has a sweet tooth and a taste for the grape.
Sounds like a fun funeral.
Oh, by the way, Florida, there's a wallet in there with the groceries. I found it in the parking lot.
Walter Gilmartin, 1329 Sunflower Lane.
Gilmartin? Gilmartin. I know the Gilmartins. They joined our club about 5 months ago. She's that nearsighted, nervous little lady with the pointed ears who looks like a depressed rabbit. Yeah, I better call her and tell her I have it. Honey, would you get the number for me? I'm in a terrible hurry.
Florida. Oh, have we been jogging?
Jogging? I wasn't jogging. I was running.
I'll bet we ran 5 miles.
5 miles? I'll bet it was 6.
You only left here 3 minutes ago.
6 miles in 3 minutes. Must be a world record.
Yeah, for telling little white lies.
What again, Arthur? Florida's more at home yet?
Yep, but not for long. She's going to a funeral, and they're depending on her for the brownies.
You always leave your wallet on the bar?
Of course not. I left it here when I changed into my jogging clothes.
Oh. Walter Gilmartin.
Walter Gilmartin? Isn't that the new member of the club? The one who's married to Bugs Bunny?
That's the guy. Did you know he is one of the great women chasers of all time? Yeah. While Bugs Bunny's home nibbling on her carrots, he's out sowing his oats.
That scrawny little guy?
You'd be scrawny, too. He doesn't even stop for meals. The man is Olympic, Walter. Olympic. Sure, the guys down the locker room made up a limerick about him. A remarkable fellow, Gilmartin. From bedroom to bedroom, he's darting. The claims that he claimeth would startle Joe Namath. His love life is quite far from Spartan.
Wow, he must be the world's greatest lover.
Yeah. Which brings up a rather interesting question, Walter.
What?
What's his wallet doing in your house?
Good heavens! Caught red-handed. I didn't know how to tell you this, Walter, but I'm having a mad, tempestuous affair with a man.
Thank goodness. For a second, I thought you were a pickpocket.
No, actually, I found it in Bohack's parking lot. Sweetheart, listen, why won't you come with me to the Haggerty funeral?
I'm not hungry. Besides, I never even met the guy.
Well, last month, when your business associate, George Hayakawa, died, you insisted that I go to that funeral, and I've never met the man either.
That's different. I mean, Hayakawa was important. He was the wholesaler for all my Japanese toasters.
I know. I kept expecting him to pop up during the eulogy. Listen, honey, since you're not going to the funeral, when Mrs. Gilmartin comes by, see that she gets the wallet.
Mrs. Gilmartin?
You call his wife? Wrong move, Marty.
Darn it, Maud, you had no business calling his wife.
What is this? I do a good deed, and what do I get? Abuse. Does this make me look depressed enough?
Maud, don't you realize that a man's wallet is one of those little private corners of his life? He doesn't want other people pawing through it.
That is right, Marty. My late wife, Agnes, and I had an understanding about that. I kept my wallet on the nightstand. She kept her things in the dresser drawers. Now, she never looked in my wallet, and I never looked in her drawers.
Walter, come on. Now, if somebody found your wallet and returned it to me, you wouldn't care if I looked through it.
But I would.
Come on, now. Now, this is all wrong. I mean, it's perfect for a burial, but the fruit doesn't go with the brownies.
Maud, it's a matter of principle. Would you like me rummaging through your purse?
Oh, Walter, rummage. My purse is an open book. There's nothing in it I'm ashamed of, nothing I'd want to hide from you.
Oh, come on, Maud, I don't want to go rummaging through. What's this bill from Bloomingdale?
Don't change the subject.
You see, Marty, you didn't want Walter to see it. Well, maybe Mr. Gilmartin has something in his wallet he didn't want his wife to see.
Come on, Arthur, like what?
Well, we happen to have reason to believe that Gilmartin may be, horsing around. You know what I mean, Maud?
I always know what you mean, Arthur. That's one of the problems we have in communicating. Now, you two are really something. Here you are, sounding off about privacy and principle, when all you really are two men who are sticking together to protect another man who's cheating on his wife. You think this is too Protestant for a Catholic funeral? No, I think it's perfect. It says, I care deeply, but I'm not a relative.
Maud, I don't want you to be responsible for breaking up Gilmartin's marriage. So get over to the phone and call Mrs. Gilmartin and stop her from coming over here, and that's final.
Yeah, I hope they don't start that funeral without me.
You see what happens when you put your foot down?
Hello? Yeah, this is Maud again. Yeah, I just heard the nicest thing about your husband. Remarkable fellow, Gilmartin. From bedroom to bedroom, he starts...
Maud! Mrs. Gilmartin, I want to apologize.
At the tone, the time is 1:17.
There once was a man named Tindley whose brain, like his legs, was spindly. Now, look, Mrs. Gilmartin gets the wallet. The subject is closed. Florida, have you packed the brownies yet? And I can't go to the funeral empty-handed.
Why are you singing?
I'm covering for you. Come on. Hurry up.
I found something.
What?
The Gilmartins live in New Rochelle, right?
Yes.
Get a load of this. Here's a rental receipt for an apartment in Manhattan made out to Walter Smith.
Wouldn't you think a guy could dream up a better name than Smith?
Well, he's got other things on his mind.
I'll keep this and give it to him when I see him.
Marty, we're going over to my place to look at the football game.
Fine. Walter, honey, before you go, I have a question. Do you really think that every man has something to hide?
Not necessarily. I happen to believe very strongly in a man's privacy. Besides, Maud, everyone has something he'd rather the rest of the world didn't see. Have a nice funeral.
Every man has something he'd rather the world... Oh, Florida! Listen, honey, when Mrs. Gilmartin comes by, her husband's wallet is right here in the desk drawer.
Okay!
And, listen, be very careful because Mr. Finley's wallet is here, too.
Hi.
Carol, don't you ever knock before you come in.
My own home?
Oh, yeah, well, once in a while it wouldn't hurt.
Mother, why are you so jumpy and why are you trying to hide that wallet?
Carol, children should be seen and not heard, or even better, not seen and not heard.
Who's Walter Smith?
Wasn't he the one who dated Pocahontas?
That was John Smith. This is Walter. He rents an apartment in Manhattan.
Walter Smith? Carol, this is not what you're thinking, and I resent your even letting it cross your mind.
It doesn't cross my mind.
Then stop it from crossing mine. Carol, don't you know what this means? My husband is a philanderer.
A philanderer!
Oh, and they thought they could throw me off the scent. A remarkable fellow, Gilmartin. From carton to carton, he's darting. And Barton and Bursing and Prixen and Vatzer and Flasher and Dazzer and Vixen.
Will you not do this to yourself? It must be some mistake. Walter is the most faithful husband in the world. You better trust him.
Trust him?
Please. Don't over-dramatize this.
Me? Over-dramatize? Don't be silly, Carol. I never over-dramatize. But you're right. There must be some mistake. Walter can't possibly have rented an apartment in Manhattan under an assumed name. There must be some mistake. And I'm going to find out who she is right now.
Mother?
Me? Over-dramatize? Wouldn't you know it? Even her voice is pretty.
Who is it?
It's the injured party. The fifth... How the hell do I know who it is? This is the first time for me.
Oh. You aren't...
You bet I am.
Oh. Well, you better come in. Please excuse me. I was just getting ready.
For what?
I'm going out.
You make house calls also?
Sit, please sit.
Good. It's so funny how you can look at an unmade convertible sofa and your whole life passes in front of you. Listen to me, miss, whatever your name is.
Norma.
They're always Norma. That's why I've always hated the name Norma. Well, let me tell you something, Toots. There's something that I think you should know about me. I am not Joan Crawford, coming to plead with Sandra Dee to please leave Walter Pigeon alone. I am not going to start gushing tears and saying, oh, you're so young and pretty and you can have any man you want, so please give me back my husband. That's not my style. I'm an old hand at this marriage business. So I'm going to give it to you straight. Oh, Norma, you're so young and pretty. You can have any man you want. Please give me back my husband.
Do you know something? If you put this much emotion into your sex life, you wouldn't be losing your husband. I don't know why he...
Time!
He's not worth it. The truth is, your husband is no great shakes anyway.
Oh, that's sick. Now that is really sick. I mean, knocking the man you share. Listen, you may be a flashy blonde, brunette, and redhead. But my Walter knows that there is more love and truth and depth of understanding in one single highlighted strand of my salt and pepper head. Did he really tell you I was frigid? No, I mean, there has been that problem with his trick knee, but... Norma, I swear to you, I give that man more love.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Oh, I know.
More tenderness.
I know, I know, I know. So do I.
I know.
Please stop crying here. Oh, listen, I never thought I'd tell anyone this, least of all his wife. I haven't even told my analyst yet. But...
Yes, Norma?
He's cheating on me, too!
My husband is cheating on you? Oh, Norma, Norma, Norma.
that. You know, dear, I have a daughter just about your age. Oh, come on now. Stop crying, Norma. Norma. My, what a pretty name. Come on now, Norma, dear, chin up. Dry those pretty glasses. And don't you worry about Walter. Fate will get even with Walter. That's me, Fate. And Norma, dear, you be strong, because believe me, I am going to take care of Walter for both of us.
Thank you, Mrs. Gilmartin.
And to think I gave up a funeral for this.
Walter. Walter, Walter, Walter.
Hi, Maud.
Here, Walter. Walter, beat me. Beat me! Beat me with the umbrella.
Don't be ridiculous, Maud. I mean, what if it breaks and it rains tomorrow?
Walter, I come to you for punishment, and what do you give me, a quip? I mean, isn't there enough humor in this world already? Look, oh, Walter, I'm sorry, Walter. I am so riddled with guilt. I've been wandering around all day wondering how to tell you what I did. I even stopped him at the funeral. I had three Irish coffees and confessed twice to Father Monahan. He loves my hat.
Look, Maud.
Shut up, Walter, and let me confess. A receipt for Walter Gilmartin's apartment dropped out of your wallet, and Walter, I looked at it. Oh, I'm so ashamed. I even went to the apartment and confronted the girl.
Darling. We all make mistakes. The important thing is that we learn from our lesson.
Oh, Walter, you're so understanding.
Well, I like to think so. That's why when Carol told me what you did, that you went into town,
You knew? You let me make a fool of myself twice in one day? Walter, isn't it enough that I have learned my lesson?
What lesson, Maud?
Well, that a woman should never look through her husband's wallet because she's certain to find something that'll wreck their marriage.
You think you learned your lesson? Oh, you didn't learn anything at all. I was talking about a man's privacy, about everybody's right to privacy. Here, I don't have anything to hide. Here, look through this. Look through it all. Pour through it. Walter. Check it for fingerprints. Do any damn thing you want.
Walter, you come right back. Look, if you... I am not going to look at anything you put out on this bar. Walter, do you know what I have in my hand? Do you know what this is, Walter? It's your empty wallet, Walter. And so far as I'm concerned, it's just a piece of leather. I can turn it inside out, upside down. It's still just a piece of leather that...
Keep your hands out of that secret compartment.
Too late, Findlay. A lipstick print signed Jane Russell? Good luck, PFC Findlay. Walter, how long have you been carrying this around?
29 years.
Sweetheart, why did you feel you had to keep it hidden from me?
Because it's embarrassing. It's stupid. It's childish. It's dumb. And very important to me. I was at the stage door canteen the night before they shipped me out to New Jersey. I was 21 and a Hollywood movie star put a lipstick print on my cocktail doily. And at first I kept it because I loved her. I wanted her. And then later it just sort of became a good luck charm. I couldn't throw it away. I'd buy a new wallet and stick Jane Russell's lips in it. Maud,
promise me you won't tell anybody.
Oh, sweetheart. Look, I promise I won't tell anybody about this if you don't tell anybody about this. You know the little scar I have here?
Yeah, from the firecracker.
Billy Goodfield.
Who?
It's a private corner of my world. Walter, I was 16, and Billy and I were dancing at the Totem Pole Lodge in Norumbega Lake in Newton, Massachusetts. Vaughn Monroe and his orchestra were there. Racing with the moon. That's when Billy started reaching for the moon. He tried to kiss me in the middle of a dip. He slipped and his braces caught right here. It wasn't a firecracker. It was Billy Hickey. I mean... Good for it.
Well, what would you lie about that for?
Sweetheart, it's very embarrassing. I mean, it's childish and it's stupid and it's silly and...
Well, you could have told that to me.
Well, why didn't you tell me about this?
Because that's very personal.
But this is very personal to me, too, Walter.
How do you compare a kid with pimples and braces to a Hollywood movie star? Oh, hi, Maud.
Hey, honey, what's this?
What? Oh, that! Well, that's for Arthur. When they delivered it, he wasn't home, so they left it here.
For Arthur?
Yeah, and I happen to know there's something very personal in it, so I don't want you to look into it.
Oh, honey, are you kidding? After what happened to me yesterday, believe me, I wouldn't look into that box for all the tea in China. Not for all the tea in China.
Hi, Marty.